This is Cloud Watching, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from August 19th, 1988.
Most of my life I've been a cloud watcher. It started when I was quite young, just old enough to be able to see fanciful images in the burgeoning cumulus clouds. I would lay on my back, eyes fixed on the swirling mass, while great steeds and heroic riders emerged and melted away. Sometimes the scenes were more contemporary, if no less fanciful, bucolic scenes with trees and shrubs and occasionally free-form wildlife. Often I wondered about the origin of this miraculous natural artistry. Did I will the clouds to take those forms, or were they God's gift to me? It never occurred to me that I might be tracing my own fancies upon that fibrous canvas, that someone else might look at the same scene and see something entirely different in it. When I became a Boy Scout, my cloud watching took on a new dimension, spurred on by an interested scoutmaster and the drawings by Eric Sloan in the old edition of the Scout Manual, then current. That was one of the great books for youth ever published, Louis Agassiz Fiordi's line drawings of birds and animals, Sloan's illustrations, the mythical presence of Dan Beard. I'm not sure whether Green Bar Bill Hillcourt had a hand in that early edition, but I was soon aware of his great contribution to my life. It was a thrill years later to make his acquaintance. It was Sloan's drawings of clouds, comparing them to anvils, puffs of cotton, feathers, and twist on a stick, that enabled me for the first time to distinguish between clouds, the building cumulonimbus, the fairweather cumulus, puffs of altocumulus, the wisps of cirrus, and the roll of stratocumulus. I had only a fuzzy idea of how all those things related to the weather, even though the manual was quite specific about it. It didn't serve my needs at that time to be able to predict weather. An incipient naturalist dotes on change, and with a possible exception of the effect it had on early ground nesting birds, my philosophy was, let it rain. I'll dry off when the sun comes out. Sometime in the whole process, probably as a result of observing a bank of clouds and noting that individual elements moved in separate directions, one often disappearing behind another, I became aware of layering and of the great differences in elevation which often separated the layers. A thundery or a stormy sky replete with low, middle, and high clouds was a wondrous thing, especially at sunset, when the retreating sun highlighted successive layers by progressively deserting and therefore darkening each tier, starting with the lowest and going upward. Shades of purple, pink, and gold shifted progressively upward, and I always treasured that magic moment before the last fingers of gold deserted the high cirrus, and each layer still maintained its own identity for a short time. And by following an accelerated junior high program, I missed Earth science, but I learned through scouts and reading about the physics of cloud formation, about absolute humidity and dew point and nuclei of condensation, not to mention convection, radiation, and precipitation. I knew the physical principles, but I still saw images in the clouds. Then after a semester at Cornell, I went into service, and Wonder of Wonders was accepted in the Army Air Corps Weather Unit. My familiarity with clouds and their implications grew as I learned about pressure systems, fronts, and the differences between polar and tropical, marine and continental air masses. In addition, I got to watch cloud genesis in North Carolina, the Texas Panhandle, North Africa, and the Persian Gulf. I'm not sure whether it's any commentary on my ability as an observer and foreteller of weather that I moved to progressively easier places in terms of weather prediction. I remember a stretch of weeks in Arabia when there wasn't a single overcast day and only a few of broken cloud cover. Still, I enjoyed the experience of sending up a weather balloon and confirming mathematically what I could surmise by estimating cloud heights, at which I became very good, and observing differential cloud movements. All of this comes to mind because of the great shifts in weather we've experienced during the last week. Clouds, innocent products of atmospheric conditions, play their role in maintaining humid heat one night and depressing apparent temperature buildup on another day. A study of clouds can help explain many things about local weather phenomena, and at the same time feed your fancy and your appetite for that which is beautiful in nature. That's all I have for this week. This is John Week saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.